Blog Talk Radio.
Apologies for being tardy.
different things happened right when it was time to go on air. If you all read my note this morning on Facebook, my throat has been bothering me, so that's why I rescheduled for this afternoon. But then different things happened right at airtime, and plus I had to change my password with my blogtalkradio.com for my profile. I had to change my password, and I was already in the system, but I needed to change my password. I had been in the midst of it earlier, but so please accept my apologies for being a little tardy. The show will stop streamlining in about 7 minutes, but I'm going to continue the show, so the show will really be about 25 minutes, including the song that you just heard. Don't you love that, Marvin Gaye, I Want You? Marvin Gaye was just fantastic. I was so heartbroken when I had heard of his death back in the day, but his music lives on, and it's just so fantastic. I wasn't sure what was going to play, because I have other musicians prepared to blast at the beginning of the program, like Donna Summer, Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night. And, you know, Donna Summer, I grew up loving Donna Summer. I used to sing to her songs just forever as a little girl. And another favorite of mine is Millie Jackson, the blues singer Millie Jackson. But I've been talking about my birthdays and other people's birthdays and celebrating a birthday. We must not forget to acknowledge one of my favorite vocalists. Not just female vocalists, but vocalists. She just gives me chills. And I'm talking about Whitney Houston. Happy 48th birthday, Whitney. I love you. You are I just love Whitney. Whitney is just fantastic. You know, and I'm a big supporter of her ex-husband, Bobby Brown, and New Edition also. I had the pleasure of meeting them when Candy Girl was released, and used to spend time with their manager and their management, Gerald Busby, and so on back in the day. I mean, I really have been like gung-ho into the music industry and entertainment and fashion industry, honestly, since I was a little knucklehead. But Whitney Houston, this is your day. Enjoy the day. It's another celebrity's birthday today also, but I've been getting birthday wishes also, so thank you, because I'm observing my birthday this entire month. My actual day is Thursday, and Thursday will be the birthday show. And then remember, you all can call me and leave me a birthday message on my cell number, 769-216-6883. But I want to hurry up and get into this customer service stuff about bad service and good service and so on. Yesterday, a Facebook friend of mine, I think, worked in customer service, and she was talking about customers from hell. You know, so it's not just the experience. I mean, there's good and bad experiences on both sides, and we all have experiences. And regardless of what business you're in, you're dealing with customer service and relations. I mean, artists and performers, when dealing with customer service, is your relations with your fans, with your supporters, with the ones that you do business with. That is customer service. When you're networking with your fans, with fan clubs and so on, you know, some artistic people might say, well, I don't have to deal with customer service. Oh, yes, you deal with it 24/7, all day. If you're a painter, you deal with those that love your work. I mean, we are all in the business of customer service, and it's important for us to, on either side, to know how to be a good customer and to know how to be a good customer service specialist also. And at times we experience bad customer service. My mom and I experienced bad customer service last Tuesday. We love Pizza Hut, Domino's, Pizza Hut. Last Tuesday, my mother desperately wanted some pizza, pasta dishes and chicken wings and stuff from Pizza Hut. Well, like I told you all, my cell phone's kind of hoping to retrieve calls because I have so many messages filled in, but I can get my voice messages and I can check my messages and I can call you back. Like I said, I need to call T-Mobile. Well, the order was supposed to have arrived. I think I called them maybe around 12, and the order was supposed to have arrived around 1:15. It was almost 2 o'clock, and the order had not arrived. My mother kept asking me to call and to see what was going on. I said, well, let's wait a bit. It's probably coming. I kept checking my voice messages to see if they were sending the order or not. And if I never had received a message from them, because a lot of you all that order pizza like we do. I mean, if they call you, they usually will leave a message for you, or that voice message. If it's not a real live person, it's either the voice message. Well, I call back, and then I'm about to stop streamlining. So what's up? What's up? Just much love, and do your best to be a good customer service rep. And do your best to be a good customer, okay? I have a degree in retail management, sales and marketing, and I studied business management at Jackson State for 2 years, and I have lived and breathed I was born a salesperson. And one thing about it is, formerly I was always taught, and even on the job, the customer is always right, you know? And sometimes that's what a lot of salespeople are taught, the customer's always right, because you want your customer to be happy. But sometimes some customers get very irate for no apparent reason. I just wanted to say that. But, you know, most people in sales are taught that the customer is always right, you know. But I have talked to some salespeople that say that's not true, you know. But I just wanted to say that right quick. But back to the story. So I called, and I guess the delivery guy was the one to answer the phone. I didn't get his name. Usually I'm on name-to-name basis with the people at Domino's and Pizza Hut. And we love their food now, but this is an example I'm giving you of poor customer service. Okay, I called, and I said, my mother wanted me to call because we were concerned about the delivery of our pizza. And I did not get the delivery guy's name. He was like, I called you, and your phone kept going to voicemail. And then I was like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out. I said, I'm having a situation with my phone. I said, but if you had just left a message, I would immediately called you back. And he said, well, I called about 3 or 4 times and never got a message. And as soon as I hung up, I realized I should have should have replaced my cell number with the house number. But I was still, if he had left, I kept checking my messages, no message. And so he just kept, I called. I mean, he really didn't even have to keep saying that over and over again. Right there, that was poor customer service. My mom, 79 years old, wanted her some Tuscany Tuesday. She and I both. And that was poor customer service right there for him to just, poor customer service for him to just be repeatedly, well, I called 3 or 4 times, and I'm saying, well, I know my phone goes straight to voicemail, but if you had left a message, I would have quickly returned your phone call. And, you know, it's supposed to have been delivered at 1:15. This was going, I finally called the store after my mother had been begging me to call at 1:55. Okay, and then he put the manager on the phone. Hello, Victor. And Victor was very professional, because the delivery guy, he told me that the cart declined. And we kept trying to call you to tell you that the cart declined. But when he called the first time, he could have just left a message. I would have immediately called him back, and it either could have been rectified or if just anything. My mom would have got a quicker answer, and we could have made quicker plans for lunch that day, you know. And that was just poor customer service. So he put the manager on the phone, Victor, and I love their services. It was the Maywood store. We don't know where the delivery sometimes come from, but sometimes I think they come from another location on Bailey Avenue. But we love their food. Food is terrific, and usually the service is terrific, and usually there's no problem with, because when my phone is perfectly working properly, I mean, ring and I answer it, usually they would leave a message anyway or call anyway. So that was just a bunch of crap right there. You could have easily left a message and said, well, the card declined, and do you all want to pay another way or something? But instead waited forever and forever. And our home number probably is on their record somewhere. But my cell number, I was online. I ordered online. So we talked to the management and so on. And but you know, the clerk did decline. But that was an example of poor customer service. It could have been easily rectified if when he called, he could have just left a quick message. I could have called him back. He could have said, "Well, the card did decline. Would you like to pay any other way?" Or something like that. That could have been rectified just like that, but it wasn't. And then when I called the delivery guy soon, he was like, "Well, I called. That was uncalled for." And the manager kind of, he was a professional, but then he had a tone like, I don't know, it was a kind of weird tone. But we're regular customers because we love their food. We will continue to patronize them, but I like to commend good service, and I like to let others and upper management know when service is bad. I come from a retail sales and direct selling background, and also customers know how we're supposed to be treated. You know, we're supposed to be courteous and in service in a timely manner. You know, but we did get us some pizza. A couple of days later, we ordered from Domino's, and our card was not declined, and so we were very happy. We love both companies, but that was just an example. A week ago today, last Tuesday, that we experienced some poor customer service, and so on. So it's just important to recognize that. It's important to let your favorite places know certain things like that also, because I kept telling the manager repeatedly that we love their service, and then he was like, "Well, instead of ordering online, sometimes you all should just call." We call, and online service is usually 100% terrific. So, you know, that was just a situation of poor customer service, and I guess he knows next time with another customer, leave a message, you know, so it won't be any miscommunication. Because some customers can really, even if a card declined or not, will go off on you, you know. Well, you could have blank, blank, blank left a message still. My 79-year-old mama over here, blah, 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 you know. But we were just letting them know that how much we still, you know, do like the food and so on. So, but we did eat Domino's a couple of days later, and we just had a blast eating the Domino's. The card was not declined, and we had a blast, and the service was 100%. The delivery guy is a fellow Dallas Cowboys fan like I, and so it was cool. But still love Pizza Hut, but that was just an example of poor customer service. But I kept a level head, but my mother was right here looking at me like, all she was thinking about is her getting her Tuscany Tuesday pasta and some pizza, you know. So I just wanted to share that. But before time is running out, I want to go ahead I can tell you a lot of stories, which this is just the tip of the iceberg about this program. And I know you all can. I know many of you can share stories about back to school shopping and so on both sides, sales associates and customers. Because, and even nowadays, online experiences, right? Online shopping should be easier than most, unless you have dealing with customer service about correct sizes and stuff like that. But sometimes customers can just go off on you for no apparent reason, though. And so it's weird how work in customer service and in sales, the things that they have to endure. So really, some of you really watch and watch yourself and analyze how you carry yourself when you're dealing with customer service on the phone, in person, or whatever. There's a couple websites I can share with you, and then also I tweeted and posted some. And please share with me different success stories and good tips also regarding shopping and also providing good customer service. Many of my listeners are business owners and independent salespeople. I'm a market rep. And so if you're an independent salesperson, a consultant, or you work in a corporation, I have your own small business. I was talking about dealing with the music industry and so on, networking with your fellow peers and with artists. I network a lot with artists. And so just that rapport with the artists that you network with, it's just very important how you communicate. And listening is a very important part of good customer service. And listening and doing your best to explain what you need is important when you are a customer, because 9 times out of 10 when we're dealing with customer service, that means that we have a need that needs to be met. Right? Right. So I'm going to hurry up before I get automatically cut off. Wow, I've been on the air for 20 minutes now, so because I want to keep it close as possible to the 30-minute duration. I ran across a very interesting article written by Jennifer Brown Banks, workawesome.com /generalkeys-to-good-customer-service. And she makes good points on this particular 5 keys to good customer service tips. 1, be prepared. There's nothing more frustrating than connecting with a customer service rep that has to grab a pen or pull up the system or sign in before they help you. You know, you can have the attitude like, weren't you expecting to work when you came into work? You know, be prepared. And that is important. I remember one time friends and I used to gather at a sports bar restaurant owned by former Jackson State NFL player Chris Burkett, that used to be located in Tougaloo near Tougaloo College, called Highlights. And we used to gather and have fun events like on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturday nights, but especially Thursday nights was like an open mic showcase where poets and musicians gathered. And many times I would instruct and direct the poets and musicians and so on, come prepared. We didn't rehearse, but if you come prepared, things should move smoothly. And when people come prepared, things usually move smoothly. And most of the times, things move smoothly because people should come prepared. That's anything. So, you know, be prepared. 2, value people's time. If you're going to keep someone on hold for more than a few minutes, let them know about how long and why. Give them the option of whether or not they want to be detained or called back. Because, you know, time is money. Money is time. Time is valuable. Put yourself in other people's shoes and think of how you would like to be treated. 3, don't take it out on customers if you don't like your job. Hello. The public, we're the reason you have job. Not to mention your personality and preparedness and poise is in a reflection of your company. Exactly, your image and your style and the way you treat customers. You are not just representing the company that you work for. And really, if you are representing your own company that you own, you are definitely representing, and you are definitely a representation of your company. 4, never promise more than you can deliver. Again, never promise more than you can deliver. That means don't make promises if you don't intend to deliver on them. 5, be pleasant. Being pleasant, friendly, and courteous always makes a bad situation better, and it increases the likelihood of customer satisfaction and repeat business. So remember, 5, be pleasant. Being pleasant, friendly, and courteous always makes a bad situation better, and it increases the likelihood of customer satisfaction and repeat business. And we all want repeat business. Repeat business, that is the lifeline to most of our businesses and our success in sales and making money and keeping customers. Repeat business and referral business is so vital to a success. 5, which makes for a win-win situation for all. Really. Okay. And the writer, Jennifer, she also concludes about why good customer service should be on your daily things to-do list. I might get cut off, but